first to those reports that the sale of the government share in Aer Lingus is imminent. But what are the chances of a last-minute delay or even a cancellation? And if it does go ahead, what would it mean for the national carrier, for jobs, and for those much-coveted Heathrow slots held by the airline? Stephen Furlong is an aviation business analyst with Davies, and he joins us now by phone. Stephen, thanks for talking to us. Is this almost a done deal in your view, or could it yet unravel?
I think it appears to me that we're likely to see a recommended offer from the board of Aer Lingus and the bid from IAG tomorrow morning, so we wait and see it.
What's the government selling and what's the price?
Well, I mean, I've said that I felt a bid in the 250 per share had strategic merit, so it sounds to me that it's around that price, and that's what the bid is going to be. And we'll see what, obviously, the key for the government is perhaps not just the price, and the price originally, the company IPO'd at 220 a share way back in 2006, but what's probably more important, what are the terms and conditions?
Well, let's talk about those terms and conditions, because obviously people have honed in on these Heathrow slots that are held by the airline. And we've just heard Pascal Donoghue, the minister, saying just how important they are, not just in terms of getting people back and forth between Britain and Ireland, but also in terms of our business and our exports, etc.
Sure.
Is it possible for the government to sell that share and in some way retain those within or under the control of Aer Lingus and ask that they be ring-fenced, if you like, for Irish cross-channel traffic?
Well, I mean, first of all, I do think there's a bit of an obsession with these Heathrow slots. I mean, one thing I know about the history of airlines is always potential for connectivity, and I think that's what Ryanair been doing over the last 20 to 30 years. So there's masses of flights to London, admittedly, obviously, to Heathrow, it's Aer Lingus. I think what you get is IAG actually giving some sort of commitment, basically, to maintain those slots. I actually think maintain the connectivity between Ireland and between Dublin and Heathrow, and also Cork and Heathrow and Shannon and Heathrow. So I think we'll get something, a commitment on that. I think actually IAG actually want this connectivity because it's helpful for them as well. It provides some feed into their Heathrow flights themselves. And it also, they have some past history of this as well, because in the original merger, IAG was created when a merger BA and Iberia. They have a lot of connectivity between those two hubs of Madrid and Heathrow. So I think they'll give some sort of commitment, you know, and I guess the government should be looking for some commitments.
But what's that commitment worth? If the business changes in 5 or 10 years down the line, there's nothing to stop the new owner saying, well, look, we've looked at it again and we're going to change these slots and there'll be a reduction. They'll be taken effectively from the Irish-Britain business and moved elsewhere.
Well, firstly, I mean, I think you have to look at, would IAG as an owner over a longer period of time be better for the long-term interests of Aer Lingus versus the current situation? Because it's a very uncertain world, and aviation is a very volatile industry. So you have to look at it in that context. I know that IAG and Heathrow is full as an airport, so one of the reasons why they're interested in Aer Lingus is actually far from it to actually take flights from Aer Lingus. Actually, they want to grow flights with Aer Lingus, and I'm sure also they're going to maintain the brand, because Heathrow or BA's problem actually is that, you know, you can't actually grow at Heathrow, and there's plans for a third runway at Heathrow, but potentially, but at best that's going to take over a decade. So I think what could be London's loss is kind of Dublin's gain here.
Finally and briefly, Stephen, the other element of this that's attracting some concern is the notion that based on the IAG takeover of Iberia, that a same scale rationalization of Aer Lingus or change in Aer Lingus could result in anything up to 1,000 jobs going. Is it a valid parallel?
No, really, to be honest, because Iberia was a deep turnaround situation, which had to be, as you say, it had to be severely restructured. Otherwise, it was under a lot of difficulty, strategic difficulty. It's now going to be growing. This is Iberia, about 6.5% per annum to the rest of the decade. So after their restructuring, they're in growth mode. And fairness to you know, Aer Lingus and the management team and Christoph Muller, I mean, there has been a lot of restructuring already done at Aer Lingus. So I would really see they're really buying Aer Lingus. It's a different case. They're buying it for growth, in my opinion.
Stephen, thanks for that. Stephen Furlong there, aviation business analyst with Davy Stockbrokers.